Okay, this is a session with Randy being recorded on November 21st, copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 11:11 a.m. Hawaii time.
My first question is pretty basic. Is how many RNA drops should I be taking twice daily?
You can continue with what you're doing now and then bump it up like whatever cycle for the week or however, if today's the week, then bump it up. You probably go to all the way to 12, wouldn't hurt a thing.
Oh, wow. The reason I'm asking is because as I've been increasing the drops, the colors have been getting very vivid.
Yes.
To the point
good.
Where it scared me, actually.
Good. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful because if you scared, then you've got to deal with stuff. Well, good.
Okay.
You quit sweeping it under the rug. Get it out.
Okay.
It's good. So 12 will be fine. Now, if you go with that and it seems too much, it's okay. You can back it back down and continue that week. But we're saying do whatever you do a week at a time. Because that slows down the process, because you can do it like Bob and have a bottle a day, and you won't know. See, it'll go too fast. But if you space it out a little bit, it gives your mind, bless that mind, gives your mind a chance to catch up.
Okay.
That way it's not quite such a white knuckle flight.
Okay.
Because, see, we're trying to get you into your place of power. Well, honey, we could hook you up to them high-grid, high-power tension lines, and we could juice you up immediately. But you might not enjoy that journey quite as much as the one that we've given otherwise, would you?
No.
But we could. That's power. That's power. That's what we're talking about. We're trying to rev it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You want to do it the way you want to do it. You see, so we all right with that. You have eternity, so there's no hurry.
Okay. Is the other thing with the drops too? I've been experiencing exhaustion sometimes, and I've noticed my eyes are bloodshot lately.
That's okay. Have you considered Realign?
I do take that. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That helps balance that a little bit, because well, as you was told when you was a girl, it take you twice as long to get out of something as it is to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just the whole process. Your body is responding perfectly, but your mind can't get it. So this energy. Now think about this. Now this energy that you're trying to increase. You find as less energy. That's because you never knew what the real energy was. So your body says, I'm rip-raring to go. Your mind says, oh, I could never do that. I'm tired.
Oh.
But yet, you don't feel perplexed in your body. It's just that you feel tired.
Mm-hmm.
But it really isn't your body. I mean, it's not like you're achy or anything. It's just like, wait, I've done all this. I better sit down. I better rest. I have a lethargic feeling. Honey, that ain't nothing but your mind. That's what we're trying to get you out of. And your mind ain't having it.
Uh-huh.
It's turning them lying eyes of yours bright red.
Yeah.
You see, because it says, no, you don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want that. You want us to tell you you can't do it. We don't want you to decide you can't do it. We want to tell you you can't do it. That's the point of when you separated yourself from your power in the first place, you see.
Yeah.
So now if it's too much, we don't say slam on the brakes. We say ease off the gas. Coast a little bit. It'll be all right. Because after a little while, the autonomic responses of your body will take over.
Okay.
And they will.
All right.
And then you won't notice, and you may not have the... It may not be that, like, somebody shot you with epinephrine or put the clear shock into you. It won't be like that. But all of a sudden, you'll notice many people get into this place, and they will engage their drops. They won't take their drops. They take their drops like before their evening meal, because if they take it too close to bedtime, they can't go to sleep. Bob stayed up for about a week or so.
I heard
day and night for about a week or so. Others find that they can't sleep at all.
Mm.
And they do just fine.
Oh, okay.
But all it is it's just your mind. It's your mind trying to make the labyrinth more difficult so that the rat can't get the cheese.
Okay.
Good.
And I've also seen occasionally, and I really like this, but pinpoints of white light that'll suddenly just be there
certainly.
And gone.
Certainly, certainly, certainly. That's the light that's you. You're supposed to be salty and light.
Okay.
You're supposed to be salt and light. That pinpoint of that super brightness, well, it's not that it's so bright. It's just so serene for you. When it happens to you, it's just delicious for you. Yes?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
That's what you're becoming.
Okay.
That
yeah,
light.
One night I walked.
I'm just going to check something here. Is that Ion here coming in as anonymous? Ion, are you there? Well, you're not speaking, so I guess it isn't. So we will go back to Randy.
Where I saw it in the air, I walked over to there and stepped where it was, and suddenly I felt all this energy go in my body. It's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But
No, do that. Do that.
Oh, okay.
Don't second-guess yourself. Lord, suffering cats, honey. No. You're getting this. It's not. Don't ever second-guess it. Go with it.
Okay.
I've never been through this door before. I think I'm going to go through it. We'll go through the door. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have done it. Screw that noise, honey. Get on with it. Have some fun. It may be something over there more fun than what was on this side. No, it's engage it. Engage
okay.
it. And if you find that it's not pleasant, you can come back.
All right.
It's okay. I mean, because otherwise, how do you choose vanilla ice cream? You
yes.
got to taste it. Well, you don't know if you like it or not. Well, till you do, you won't.
Uh-huh.
And if you never have any other ice cream, well, vanilla's all I've ever had. There's lots of kinds of ice cream. Try them out. Taste them all.
Yes.
Taste them all. Then you say, well, I really like Rocky Road or Moose Tracks the Cherry Garcia. The one from Ben and Jerry's.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the new Occupy Wall Street flavor. That's fun.
Yeah. I'd like to get some of that.
Yeah. It's like an apple pie spice in the ice cream. It's Occupy.
Yes.
Well,
so I know one of the things that I want that is the fastest path to my joy. But, now I want a kinky BDSM girlfriend, but the thing is, I've been picturing someone in my mind, and I just because I don't have any other one else to picture, and as in doing the 3-2-1 process, I'm a little confused about that.
Okay, then ask a little, and we'll help because we can lay it out, but we may not
okay.
help you. So if you ask a little bit, maybe we can point out the spots that may be a bit tender.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, should I not be specific as picturing a specific person in my mind when I'm picturing what I want?
Well, see, that's interesting. Because, see, this picture in your mind has to do with your eyes. Remember, we already said that you can't hold a great stead with your eyes, remember?
You're talking about the bloodshot eyes and how the
lying
eyes?
Well, actually, your lying eyes was what we
yes.
were referring to. So
yes.
So you can't really trust your eyes. So this
yes.
is somebody that you want to play with, correct? And you're
I
not
would like
sure.
To, but, well, yeah, well, they're in a relationship, and my fantasy about them is probably nothing of who they really are, so.
Well, see, that's our point. We can have their partner smote and get that partner with you and be just happy as hogs in slop and be just right and fine. But then you'd have that little pull. You'd go, well, crap, I don't know. I had to smoke somebody to get this for, and they might be pining for them and on and on and on. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost
yes.
kind of like, wait a second. So let's soften it up just a little bit. This will answer your question. In a 3-2-1 process, you want somebody to sleep with, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in the sleeping with process, you have already preset desires that you would like to achieve, and hopefully with this other person, whoever this person is.
Yes.
We could say sleep with everybody, and then you can decide which one you like best. So the first key of this process is decide. And the only way to decide is start having relations. Get busy. Get out. Stir a bit. Have some fun. Then you can decide which part of that fun was most fun. Okay? And basically, intention, which we don't give much stead to, but in your process of you want to have fun, good, and then you want a certain kind of fun, okay, good, but then quit right there. Don't get all too specific until you decide, because you're so powerful, you'll get it, and then you'll be calling us saying, Ion, get these folks out of my bed. I can't, I've got them full, and they're in there, and I can't keep up. You see? The same thing is true. We could have this same conversation with monies, cashy monies. And then they'd call and they'd say, Ion, the money's falling out the windows. I raised the garage. The neighbors are complaining. Money's blowing out like leaves in the yard. And they'd call the civil servants to come get up. They said my folding money had come on the stove and it's flying everywhere. It's a problem. And you go, yeah, that's my kind of problem. But see, it's relative though. See, that's the thing. It's relative.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a relationship. So you want a relationship. Okay, 3. I want a relationship. I got a rocket ship and I want to go to the moon. Same conversation. To the moon, Alice. To the moon. Okay? Find somebody named Alice. That'd be fun. To the moon, Alice. Then you roll along. Then you roll along. And then 2 ain't your work. See, that's non-physical. There's already more non-physical in you than there is physical. Now, some would say that we know best. Or maybe that was Father Knows Best. Was that Ronald Reagan's first wife, Jane Wyman? Yep, that's right. That was the one. That's the one. Well, no, it ain't the case. We just already know the outcome. So it makes it seem as though we've got the upper edge, when that's not necessarily the case, you see. You get to say. Now, once all that works out, let non-physical work out the bill of particulars, so then you'll have a fun story of how y'all got hooked up.
Okay.
This enjoyable relationship that you're engaging in, right?
Right.
So you don't have to dig no ditches. You don't have to lay out somewhere wild. You can work it out. Non-physical will work that out. 1, that's 3-2-1 liftoff. 1 is your work. That's what happens is you find this one little somebody that just looks just a certain way and they look right and seems sort of good and you engage with them. Well, the number one thing is when you decide if it was all that or not.
Okay.
Number one is deciding, well, I like to sleep with this person and if I could just shut them up, I think we could be happy forever. You see, I really like this, except they're a little too clingy for me. But, honey, you ain't going to know that till you know.
Right.
Now, we could tell you, but then all of a sudden it becomes our creation. And then you become a puppet. And all this religion and religiosity, we don't even like to say it, let alone talk about it, religiosity. You got one God running around that supposedly got everybody hemmed up in the mess they're in now. We're talking about having a bunch of gods. And you being number one. Well, you see how that'll stir it up a little bit? It's great fun. It's great fun. And so what'll happen is as you get easier and easier, because you're a great manifester. I mean, you get what you want, for Pete's sake. You know this. Sometimes it ain't when you think it's supposed to be, but it's always in your time. If you get rid of time, then it can be instant.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. And you know, that'll come. Don't get all crossways even with that. Okay. The only reason it ain't that way today, well, we say it is, but the only reason it ain't that way today, well, we know it is. Well, the only reason it ain't that way today, well, so that's the conversation, is that it hasn't quite hooked up for you yet. See, it's very simple from our perspective because it already is. So then you go into the conversation of the is's and the arnesses. If that relationship is, we say it is, you're desiring that relationship, it's just not an R for you yet. Okay? You could have an R-ness relationship and didn't even know that was what you were desiring. Then it, you have the R-ness and now you want it to become an is-ness. It's great fun. Yeah. Now, we're bad or good. We don't know which way you want to lay it. It works both ways because we don't attach that value judgment to it. Sometimes, like with talking with Bob and especially our Dr. Dean, now you talk about the champion of all. Now, that's Dr. Carolyn Dean. Many things, she'll have conversation with us, and she'll thoroughly develop the R-ness when it ain't even nowhere close to anybody else's isness.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost seems mythical. And then we go right back in the chip body and develop it so that it becomes a conversation.
Mm.
You see, it's like this hydrogen business that's working on now, that the that the atmosphere is changing. It's going to help your love life, honey. Don't you fret. It's going to do you good. But that's just fine. That's just fine. So much so that the change in the hydrogen on your planet as you know it now has been so thoroughly now shifted that now it is again the law in the European Union to say that water hydrates your body.
Really?
Yeah. Against the law. They put you in jail. Can't do it. If you make a bottle of water, you can't say this hydrates you. Because now, water does no longer hydrates the human body.
Mm.
The hydrogen's different. It's different. Well, that for Carolyn, Dr. Dean, that was an R-ness long before it become an is-ness. But she didn't get tangled up with it. She just knew that as an R-ness and filed it away. And now, it's becoming what she called an is-ness.
Okay.
And you see, it's exactly backwards to what we're talking about in this 3-2-1 process. But at the end of the day, it's the same. But you just got to notice that there's no right or left. There's no right or wrong. There's no up or down. There's only your proximity of where you are in regards to what it is you're desiring for you. Say, oh, I can't do that. That's wrong. No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I want to do that. That's the right thing to do. Well, it may not, very well may not be.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you are in proximity to it. You see?
Okay.
And the scriptures help out with all that. They say don't. It's best if you don't kill people. Well, the scriptures are very clear. They say you can't kill. Thou mm-hmm. shall not kill, meaning it's impossible. You can't kill. So there is no murder. Thou shalt not bear witness against thy neighbor's wife's ass. Oh, wait, or something like that. Yeah, it was close to that. Well, apparently, you can't do that. So if your neighbor's wife's ass is with them, you don't have to worry about it. You can't have that ass.
Uh-huh.
You see? You can't.
Uh-huh.
So no fret there.
Okay.
It takes all the heatness out of the fire.
Yeah.
See, that's what we're talking about. Now you're going to get it all. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. You will. Well, we say you already have. That's how we can say you will, because we say you already have. But what we want you to do is to be easy with this, you know. Don't get drunk on your own liquor. See, there's no way to run your life. The isness is drinking your own liquor. Getting drunk on your own liquor will never serve you. Just go little by little by little and do it on little things that really don't matter. That's Bob's world. Bob will talk about $1 billion, and Bob will say, nah, I ain't gonna have no $1 billion. Well, he doesn't even necessarily care.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See? Because for him, it really doesn't matter. He just hands the money that they put in his hand to get his ice cream, and that's all it's good for anyway. He has no regard other than that. Every other creature comfort is there. So, see, it becomes nonsensical.
Yes.
Now, that's what we're talking about. But now, that's Bob, now. And if you want to play it that way, that's all right. Some people say, nah, I ain't going to have a wonderful relationship where I can sleep all day and cat all night. You know, nah. I ain't gonna. And then that's what ends up.
Yeah.
You see? So if that works, that's okay, but that has to do with the unlawful degree of magnetism. Because you think magnets, see, they say opposites attract. Well, okay. But magnets, you say, they attract things. Well, but opposites attract. They don't attract. They connect and make the poles further apart. And that's the fun. So if you think of a magnet, it's something you'd use to draw it to you. It does not. Attracted to the magnet, it becomes part of it and makes those north and south poles just further out. That's all that does. And if you can get that magnetism only repels, that'll serve you. Because you'll have a little knowing place to gauge from. It'll be a little aha moment as you're going through this process. So take something simple and easy. Cup of tea, cup of joe, cup of wine, didn't make any difference. Something simple that you have intention regarding and have it show up. Something that doesn't matter. When there's no thing that you can choose that we couldn't go on and on and on and on and on, just like the processes that all of heaven and earth had to be moved for you to be able to make a cup of coffee. And a cup of coffee isn't a big deal to you, is it?
No.
But it is. Juan Valdez had to take his little jackass down there and pick them beans and had to haul them up in much travail. Yeah. See, and we could go through all the way to the creation of water.
Yeah.
And then the elements to warm the water and catch the water. You didn't have to dig no well or forge no creek to get the water to make a cup of coffee. Do you see? It gets very, very vast. Something even as simple that you'd think nothing about.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're talking about. But that's simple because you're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You knew a cup of coffee wasn't a big deal.
Right.
You knew if you go to a restaurant for breakfast, they'll just ask you if you want a cup of coffee, and you should just be astounded. If you walked into a cafe and they offered you a tow sack full of D-flawless diamonds, you'd be shocked, wowed, and awed, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, honey, carbon is a whole lot easier than coffee beans.
Mm.
Way, way easier. Carbon is. You see?
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, all of a sudden it changes. It would basically change everything. But we're just pointing it out that if you really look at the details of the part of your life that you're enjoying now we'll poke at you a bit because you don't mind. We could say that you take for granted.
Uh-huh.
All right? You don't miss it till you're out of it.
Right.
You don't notice it until it's in short supply.
Right.
Okay. So that's easier way. That's an easier way to notice the power of your creation.
Okay.
It sort of helps a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this gratitude and appreciation always apply. And you're very good at that. That's why we can talk to you about it. If it was a stickler. A sharp point, we couldn't discuss it, you see, because we don't want to push you further than you want to go, but we know this, you see, amazingly. it's great fun. It's great fun. It'd be like going to your physician for a physical, and you've already had the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor already knows. Okay, good. And they say, just keep doing what you're doing, everything's fine, boom, boom, which is what they do. If you go, anyway. See? So everything you felt of today feels pretty good. So good.
Yeah.
And that's easy. All right. Now, does that help with the 3-2-1 process of how to get the rocket to the moon?
I think so.
Good. Now, there's much more in between there. When you rehear your session, your recording, you'll find that we actually have answered questions that you actually haven't asked yet, but they're already answered. So in the future, now you'll like this, in the future, hadn't happened yet, in what you think is your future, when you hear your recording, you're going to have questions between itch and scratch. Okay? Time you get to scratch, then you'll have questions that'll be answered then from your now that hadn't occurred to you yet.
Okay.
Because there is no past.
Right.
And there is no time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with time is it keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Right.
Ain't none. So, if there ain't none, then you can't certainly be judged by it.
Right.
You see? Okay. And there is no future. There's only a now. It's just a very vast now. And the vastness of the now is what gives you head and shoulders and deciding which flowers need to be plucked. See, you got the heads up. See, when you had a heads up, if you know in advance, it ain't too hard to work out the bill of particulars. Well, think about that just a second. If you knew in advance which ones was going to be into you, them's the ones you'd be spending your time with, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes.
Well, precisely. And the ones that would enjoy engagement with you, you're pretty hot. So, hey, it works out good.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. And that knowing, I knew all along. A lot of people get hooked up and they say, I knew I'd be with you.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know you from Adam. Well, see, I mean, from a little man's perspective, you get how this seems a bit ridiculous. And we don't care if you think this seems ridiculous. It's all right if you're getting what you want, when you want, the way you want, as you want it. You don't care what they call it.
Exactly.
And it ain't none of their business no way. And that's where the stealth version will start kicking in. You're already starting to see little bitty things about that because, you know, I mean, you're a caring person as far as caring goes, but at the same time, you don't try to all day, every day get in everybody else's mess. Your philosophy is when I get my mess straightened out, then I can take the help and everybody straighten out theirs. I think I work on my mess, and when I get that, I won't have time to notice somebody else's mess.
Sounds good.
Well, that works for you, darling. That's what we're talking about, and that's good. Yeah. That's good.
What was the stealth?
Oh, go in stealth. The closer you get into this ascension process, you'll find that you can't have conversation. Meaning that you can't, where before you could just talk to anybody. But your words are going to change so that you're going to find that you really don't, you're not going to be fodder for the little ones. Do you see? Because you don't want to hurt anybody. You just want to have fun. We get that.
Yeah.
But they'll ask you a question and you can answer it, but then you just hush. Well, kind of like what you do now already. You see, take care of those you call your own and keep good company. As long as you're doing that, then there's always somebody that gets what you say and that you'll want to communicate and listen to and hear. A lot of people listen, but few people hear. There's a difference.
Yeah.
So all we're saying is when you go stealth, that's an airplane that flies that nobody knows is flying. You're off the radar, off the grid. No one sees you coming.
Okay. I like
you're,
that.
You're, Well, of course you do, darling. That's why this is just your game, because that becomes good. So Ion, you mean to say that once I become a god, if I decide I want to be the president of the United States, that that's out of bounds for me? We say absolutely not. But what we are saying is that once you become a god, the last thing you're going to desire in your world is to be the sitting president of the United States of America. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
You certainly can, but that'd be running for Congress would be the last thing on your bucket list of joyful experiences to engage.
Okay.
Do you see? The notoriety. Infamosity, you'll find, is much more soothing than famosity.
Okay.
And the more famous they get, you'll notice. Now, some of them play with it. Some of the movie people do this a little bit. They kind of get cross with us if we call names, because we're supposed to keep you private just like we keep them private. So that's good business. There's no reason talking smack. But there's some, but then their private lives becomes a very, very stealth position.
Uh-huh.
See, they don't want their home address published in Vanity Fair.
Right, like Jodie Foster would be that.
Exactly. And see, they're notorious, but they don't want to be in your house.
Uh-huh.
And they don't want you in their house.
Right.
Good.
So now let's see. The one thing I'd like to know is, in terms of, because right now I'm selling books on eBay and the Gutenberg era is dying or dead.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, the Gutenberg galaxy, you just look at Herbert Marshall McLuhan, honey. You'd have known that in the 50s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I didn't wear McLuhan until I heard Bob, so.
Well, and see, and here's the rest story is Bob actually accelerated the whole process.
Ah.
Bob made it faster. Don't tell him though. Don't tell him though. Last thing he wanted to get into to acknowledge that his global village was bankrupt long before they even got the parameters up good. But don't tell him all that. Don't tell him that LaRouche got all of his best work from Bob. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
It'll get Bob started and you'll never hear the end of it. So just don't. It's all right for you to know, but don't tell Bob.
Okay.
For sure. Lord, suffering kids. Yeah, no. Now, see, you've got it now. Easy. You're going to have to listen to this mess, not us. So, do you have, all right, now you're shifting. So, do you have something you'd rather play with?
Well, so I'm just wondering, like, what type of business or employment would be more beneficial to me? Getting fake money or whatever, you know, increasing my finances, whatever you call it, you know, to change.
You know, the queen had that same trouble once.
Yeah.
Businesses was off and she didn't know what to do and she was looking at her realm and thought she was only bringing in the minimum wage, and then that Labor Party took over and thought she was going to have to bitch slap that Cameron boy, and boy, it just kind of got ugly there for a little bit. Now, you see where we're going with this? Makes no difference, darling. As a god, you get to decide. And we say, find something. Here's easy. This is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Find something that you do for free. Mm-hmm. Okay? Find something that you would like to do. We don't care.
Uh-huh.
Don't make it be about the monies, because if you make it be about the monies, there potentially won't be enough.
Okay.
So if you make something, and if you don't know, it's okay. It's okay. You can start a dating service and you engage everybody in the service to see if they qualified to work in your business or not. Boy, it'd be like we'd get Bob a job as an ice cream taster and he'd get giggled. He said, "You mean they give us money for me tasting ice cream?" Yeah, well, hey, I like this all right. They say, "Carolyn, these idiots are giving me money to eat their ice cream." Now figure that one out. But it makes no difference. And if you don't know, then be open to everything. Don't push against anything, because you obviously don't know.
Right.
If you knew, you wouldn't have to push because you'd know. If you don't know, there's no benefit in pushing because you're just obfuscating the outcome that you're trying to pull to you. That's the trick of magnetism. And once you get that down just a little bit, you'll find something that you really, really, really enjoy. Okay? And then do that. And the next thing you know, money's, it may not even come from that way. Money. Your new lover may be broke out with money and need somebody to help him get shed of some.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah.
And then you could just do whatever fun thing it is you want to do. But do something now. We're not trying to get you laid up. You know, just laid, not laid up, just laid. but get you to a position where you're functioning. Because where you'll get bored is if you just say, okay, I got it all. I got the house, I got the yacht, I got the cars, blah, blah, I got the fame, I got the money, blah, blah, blah. Okay, everything's fixed, everything's done, everything's over. Good. No, stay at it. Because it's not where you are in this world, this eternity, that makes any difference at all. It's where you stop.
Okay.
Not where you are in life, it's where you stop. So don't stop.
Okay.
Continue. Lather, rinse, repeat. You know that story well.
Okay.
Sounds good. And then what happens, it'll find you.
Okay.
Because that's how this book mess found you.
It's true. It was.
We know it's true, and there's not even any truth, but it's the same thing. It's the same song.
Yeah, exactly.
Same song, different verse. Good.
Uh-huh.
And it works out fine, and your finances are fine, because you're not frivolous with anything. But it has nothing to do with monies. We're talking about power. And you've never gauged your independent power by how many monies you got. Anyway. Or don't got. Because there's always enough. There always seems somehow, you never even know how, but it does. So good.
Yes.
So don't fret with it. Start spending it. Enjoying it.
Okay.
That's why the one percenters are not canvassing Congress and trying to kill back the Occupy Occutards, because they don't care. They don't care. They'd say, okay, rich people, we're sick of y'all. We're going to take every penny you got, 100% tax, all the money you got, we're going to take it away from you. And you know what they'd say? We absolutely understand here.
Yes.
And the reason that they do that so easy is because they know within 6 months or at the most a year in 6 months, they'll have every penny back and more.
Uh-huh.
Because it wasn't money that got them money.
Right.
See, them in their place of power is what allowed money to flow freely and easily to them. Well, if it's flowing freely and easily to them, have it all. J.W.'s famous words to his bride, honey, spend all you want. I'll get more. So after a little while, she doesn't even care to spend because that's not very fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, okay, fine, whatever. What do you want? I don't want anything. Okay, good. Next.
Yeah.
But that's just from the desire place.
Uh-huh.
And if it feels to suit you, if it fits, try it on. If it fits, wear it. If it doesn't, get shit of it.
Okay.
You know, it's like, well, okay, fine, whatever. What do you want? I don't want anything. Okay, good. Next.
Yeah.
But that's just from the desire place.
Uh-huh.
And if it feels to suit you, if it fits, try it on. If it fits, wear it. If it doesn't, get shit of it.
Okay.
That's easy.
Yeah.
And same thing with if it fits. Same way with a lover, same way with finances, same way with a business, same way with your world. If you don't fit in your house, get a bigger one.
Right.
If you get lost in your house or you have to get one of them Segways to ride around from level to level, you might consider maybe a little smaller one.
Right.
Or get you a bunch of bedfellers to share so that if y'all go to fighting, everybody can go to their mutual corners.
Right.
It's good. If you get it big enough. People talking about having relation troubles. They said, we know exactly. Your house ain't big enough. They said, what do you mean? You get a big enough house, you go to fight, and she can be screaming at you, and you won't even notice because you'll be so far away you can't hear.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And that sounds like some woo-woo kind of thing for us to say, but try it. It's amazing what it'll do for a relationship, having square footage available. You know, it's handy.
Not sure which question to ask first. But anyway, speaking of relationships and sex and all that,
mm-hmm.
I recently, in my new house, have felt like the sensation of an earthquake in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering what that was.
Well, you're not as good as you once were, but you're as good once as you ever were. So, yeah, we understand.
What?
Yeah. It makes no difference, honey. We're trying to get you to please yourself. It really doesn't make any difference to us.
Yeah. But I mean, I wasn't even doing that. I was trying to.
Well, but the rumblings of the earth, we can tell you exactly. We can tell you. And that was for you. And it was
okay.
A little shake, okay?
Uh-huh.
And here's what it is. Here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
As you come into your place of power,
yeah,
the position to even the beginning places. Now, we'd say you're well down on the way.
Uh-huh.
See, but that's not fair because we know and you're figuring it out. But that's all right, darling. You will.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, in this place, the scriptures are just riddled with this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't come into your place of power and start responding to the power that flows through you as a God.
Uh-huh.
If you don't do that, then what it says in the scriptures is that if you don't come and to praise God, you, if you don't give homage to God, you, then if you don't do that, that power is going to flow so rapidly through you that the rocks are going to start crying out.
Mm-hmm.
Glory and honor. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you're God. So if you go to the right dinner party and everybody gets up and bows before your feet, don't get alarmed. That'll be
uh-huh.
normal. That'll
okay.
be normal. They'll bow to you. And you think, uh-oh, I've done gone to the Chinese tea house. They're bowing to me. No. It'll just be normal, you see. It'll be normal. That's normal. But every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord of Lords. Okay? So,
uh-huh.
that's what that is. It's a little tactile. Bob will help you with all this mess. You can ask him. He will bore you till you can, there's much to beget from our Bebob.
Okay.
The begattings of Bebob. There you go. But he'll help you with that kind of stuff if you're interested. Now, but be interested, or he will anyway, so, you know, there you go. But the embracing of that is just a little bitty tactile example of that experience. And you know any little thing that occurs and takes place was wrought from your hand. It certainly
okay.
softens
yeah.
up your worry position, doesn't it? So the power that we were talking about. Now, the power actually is in your blood.
Ah.
Okay? That's where the power is contained. Well, mm-hmm. it's contained and moved around and balanced. It's in the blood. And that's
mm-hmm.
okay. But that's going to change. Okay?
That connects to the RNA drops?
It is. And that's in that degree of ascension that we're talking about. That, well, they talk about the blood of the lamb, you know,
yeah.
that's pretty clear all over the place. Well, that's the blood. That's the blood yours would become. And when they go to looking at lamb's blood, they'll see your blood's like lamb's blood. Well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
And see, when we say it and connect the dots, it's the easiest thing in the whole wide world. But you get in some, sitting under some preacher somewhere, trying to scare the bejesus out of you, well, all you find out is that you ain't worthy. Well,
oh, yeah.
help, you don't know that. The preacher ain't going to help you much, is he?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point. Now, we don't push against nothing. We love everything and everybody, blah, blah, blah. But as long as everything that brings you into your place of power, we own that like a bad habit. Everything else, chunk it in a bucket.
Okay.
that makes it sense. Well, it simplifies it. You know, it's just easy. And folks listen sometimes and they say, Ion, if it's half as good as you say it is, it becomes the most euphoric change ever, ever, ever. And we say, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Play with it. Play with it. When you play with it, you'll know. And once you know, then it'll still be fun to chat and play with us, but it'll be a very different conversation, won't it?
Yes. Do.
Good. Yes. Good. Do. That's exactly right. Good. Okay, now your askings.
Okay, this has got to get this question out of the way. It's for my
good.
Mom.
Yes.
Because it's in the back of my labyrinth mind.
Yes.
We found a ring from my grandmother's that was from her Safeway retirement. And my mom could have swore she was looking at it and that she was going to get it sized. And then she doesn't remember. We can't find it anywhere.
Oh, it's in the cedar chest.
Oh, really?
Yep, it's in the cedar chest. And it'll be, well, now if we were cheeky, sometimes what we say, it'll be the last place she looks.
Okay.
Because when she finds it, she'll cease looking. But it's in the cedar chest.
That's right. We gave that to one of our family members, the cedar chest.
Well, look in the cedar chest.
But, I mean,
chest,
they're
yeah.
nearby.
Yeah. And you, it's all right to tell them what you're doing. I mean, you know what I mean. You're not trying to...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not anything salacious or something, but
that's
where it got.
Okay. Did we put it there, or did it transport itself there?
No difference. No, can't tell the difference. Is it live, or is it Memorex? Makes no difference, as long as you can hear it, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. Because, see, that can become quite a rabbit hole. Because then you start having the query and question, did Grandma want us to have it, and blah, 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 blah. Bunch
oh,
of mess.
Yeah.
Well, but see, when you start qualifying the process, that may become inclusive, and you're exactly right. That don't make any difference. Good. We agree.
Yeah.
Good.
And this other question real quick is, the other night I was outside smoking, and the guy came up to our neighbor's house, and he was looking in, and then I heard him smash a window to get in. But I didn't call the police, and my friends were mad I didn't call the police, but I wasn't sure that maybe he was just supposed to be there and didn't have the keys or what. So I just wanted some clarity on what that was.
No, we like your clarity. We like your clarity. Your clarity was it wasn't none of my business.
Oh, okay.
We like that.
Yeah.
Did they rob him blind or anything ridiculous?
I don't think so. No, it was too fast.
Well, then, then, it's kind of like, well, they'd been gone a long time before the police got there, and then there's all this insidious questioning starts to take place, and on. So, exactly, it's like, thank you for not getting in my business, and I don't get in yours.
Uh-huh.
Because,
yeah,
see, otherwise, they'd have never even known that you knew it, and then they wouldn't be angry with you then.
Right, yeah.
Well, see, so it's kind of like, well, now, wait a second.
Okay. So he didn't really belong there, but it was not any of my business anyway.
Makes no difference. See, at the end of the day, it makes no difference. And then of course, if it comes up again or they have something to say about it, say, very good, you're absolutely right, I don't know what I was thinking. And they say, now, how shall I make out the bill? And they go, what bill? Well, if I'm going to become your chief cook, bottle washer, and security team, I'll need to go ahead and fill out my application.
Uh-huh.
You see, if you're paying me to do this, then it is my business. But otherwise, and you don't have a mean bone in your body. So we're not saying you being mean, and what we sound like sounds being terse. You know, and it's not. We're reinforcing the point to you that it's not your affair.
Uh-huh.
And if they'd have got something they wasn't supposed to, then that's different. But apparently not. So, good.
Okay. So I won't move on. I don't know what we're doing on the non-time time thing?
No, worry about it, honey. If you get it, bring it back to Bob, he'll let you go on and on and on. It's all good. It's all good. So as long as you stay on it, that nobody will seem to notice. It's all good, darling.
So what are some of the specific things I could be doing to accelerate my ascension process and come into
Start applying these things. You listen to the archives. You listen to them voraciously, go through all that stuff. Well, the parts that's not too nebulously ridiculous, start applying them.
Okay.
Think about, or, and see, we don't say think, but consider. Well, we don't really say that. Intend. Well, that's kind of gone, too. And all this stuff's kind of going away very quickly. If you notice these glib catchwords that get you in the notion that you're a positive, powerful, wonderful creator. Think of something you hadn't had in a while, like a crazy Italian cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
Something off the top, or some chocolate something, or just something, just some vulgar, you know, just something fun. and have it show up, and you not do a thing.
Okay.
You already think of people, and they ring you on the phone now, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Well, reinforce that. Reinforce that. And what you'll find then, very quickly, is that there'll be a little cadence. Cadence. Now, that's a fun way of describing frequency. We call it frequency. Get your freak on, honey. There's a frequency. And if you frequently get your frequency on, that'll help you in the aligning of frequency. Okay? Remember in the old days in the radio, you'd be driving along and you'd have to have the knob and you'd turn it to get it right on station so it'd be clear? Well, you were adjusting your tuner to pick up on that frequency completely.
Mm-hmm.
And it made no difference how loud the volume was. You turn it down till you get it right on the station, get it right on, then you can crank it up and you can have it just as loud as you can stand it.
Uh-huh.
Do you see? So don't get worried about the volume. You're saying that there's things I can do to turn my volume up. Yes, there is. But the easier way to go at this is focus on the frequency of your frequency, and then you'll notice a rhythm or a cadence. And then the rhythm or the cadence will allow you to easily identify and connect with that frequency or allow your tuner to more easily hit it, the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting when you're driving a nail and you miss that it always bends?
Mm.
Isn't it interesting?
I just noticed my thumb gets hurt.
Well, see, there you go. Precisely. That's empathy. That's empathy. You want to know how that damn nail feels. Yep. But see, that's the exact same thing that we're talking about. You're talking about it's an iron nail. It's a metal nail. And you drive that thing, bing, 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 and it'll hold and hold and hold and hold and hold. But you have one misstep, and that nail immediately bends.
Yeah.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
The same bending that you're talking about would bend the top of the nail off of the metal in the first place. But it doesn't do that. It bends the nail right in the middle.
Huh.
That's what we're talking about. So we're talking about frequency. And you play with that, and that'll become easier and easier and easier. It's like bathing. You don't have to have a manual to bathe better, do you?
No.
You just bathe, right? And you wash, and you wash, and it's all good, and that's good. And when you get done washing, you wash too much, but when you get done washing, you feel good, it's fresh, getting them nice clean sheets, and all of a sudden you're clean, everything's wonderful. Good, good, good. Well, this same way. So if you're wanting to know how to bathe better, then take more baths. Engage it more. And then you might be able to cut the time down and get everything washed and blah, blah, but sometimes it's nice just to be in the nice warm water, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of what we're talking about here. Same way. The more you get into it, sometimes the tub's too hot. You don't want the tub too hot. You don't want the tub too cold. You want the perfect water. Well, just when you get it perfect and get in there for a little while, you realize the damn water's cold.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You see? And when you come up to that temperature, then you got to shift it. Well, that's what you're at. You asked the great question. Is there things I could be considering that will aid me in my noticing the power that I've already got? And we say, yes, focus in engaging it.
Okay.
Okay, you want relationships? Have some.
Uh-huh.
You want hotter water? Let some of that water out and put some warmer water in till you balance it. We're not trying to teach you how to scald yourself. And we're also not trying to give you pneumonia by taking a cold bath. We're trying to keep the water where you want it. Okay? And
yeah.
As you get more into that, it becomes normal.
Okay.
See, there are lots of human creators that do this just by rote. Well, now you don't have this mess, thank goodness, but a lot of people create problems and mess and turmoil and strife and it is uncomely what they go through for their lives to be such a mess and say, oh, it just doesn't work for me. And we go, what in the hell are you talking about? You cause all this and you don't get out of the soup. You don't get out of the soup till you're in the stove.
Uh-huh.
Right out of the chute. You'd have to be a marvelous creator to screw it up this completely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some people can't make a living if you give it to them.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Wow. but then they say, well, I just can't. And you go, well, yeah, well, you know what you can't do. So same thing applies. You know what you can't do. What can you do? Do that. And the more you do that, the things you can't do will become less and less and less and less.
Mm-hmm.
So much so to the place that you can get to the place if there's things that you like done that you don't necessarily care or like to do, you can have someone who likes to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You see what I'm saying? You know, you don't have to put dust if you don't like dust. You can have somebody dust.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
No problem. And you want to find somebody to dust that likes to dust. That
right.
Don't break up your shit. That's always
uh-huh.
good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and see, so goes the lesson. And that's sort of what we're talking about here. And engage and embrace it. Okay? And if your thing is windows, and the windows have to be clean, if you like cleaning the windows, you do it. If you don't, it's no problem to get someone else to do it. As long
right.
as they do it to your satisfaction. Because
uh-huh.
it's your satisfaction is what we're talking about here. So that you have the ability, capacity, and foregone, concludable outcome that you get everything you want, when you want, the way you want it, as you want it. But then if that were the case, 99 and 44 100% of the time, we wouldn't be having this conversation, would we?
Right.
See, here's what's going to happen now. You're going to get so busy pleasing and delighting yourself that you're going to be so pleased and delighted that this is going to be way fun. And it won't be many moons. Well, people want to know if I'm going the right way or this, that, and the other. And we'd say, well, you know you're on the right path when the cares of life grow strangely dim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When the cares of life grow strangely dim, you know you're on the right path. And even if you're on the wrong road, you're having so much fun you didn't notice.
Yeah.
So therefore, the joy aspect, now we spell it INJOY, enjoy, not ENJOY.
Oh, okay.
That's something
yeah.
you chase.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy. If you are in joy, then you don't have to chase joy.
Right. It's in you now. Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alice and Joy and Judy and all of them can play with you. It's great fun. Great fun.
All right.
See,
well, don't have
makes it easy.
Don't have any more questions right now.
That's even better. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay, good. Good, 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 good. But now you will. You will now,
okay.
darling. Now
yes.
think about this. Yeah. There's many constructs that you've laid out here that are delicious.
Yes.
And there's much, and now you notice this is very, very, very different than what you'd hear on a broadcast, is it not?
Yes.
See, when it's one-on-one, we can get right to it. And nothing has any influence on non-physical except you.
Oh, okay.
And it's a one-on-one, so we can go into specific particulars. Whereas otherwise, we limit it because, the best you're going to get is where the least one listening is.
Uh-huh.
You see? And it's getting better because we're showing out a little bit, and that's all right. That's fine because it's coming to the place to see we only speak to one percenters anymore. Uh-huh. So that's a good sign, honey.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's a very good sign. It's a very good sign because we could spend all of eternity worrying about the 99%ers, and they're not going to get it anyway. They're going to be happy. They're going to be wonderful. It's going to be great, but they're not interested. Okay, good. So we are about speaking to those who hear, not the ones who are willing to listen.
Okay.
Listening. It ain't a listening man's game. This is a hearing man's game. Because let him who have ears to hear. They didn't say those that are too stupid to hear, listen. Well, I was listening. What did they say? Well, I was listening, but I couldn't quite make it out. I couldn't hear. Did you hear? Well, were you listening? Oh, yes, I was listening, but I just couldn't hear. There's the snippet. There's difference between hearing and listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's euphoric when there's your pearl, darling. If you're looking for the pearls, there's a good one right there. So in this process that you're engaging, what you'll find is you'll bump into things, no problem, and you'll have questions. What we say to make it real simple and easy is when you have those, just jot it down. Hell, you make little lists about everything else. Why not this?
Uh-huh.
Make a little note if something comes up in you, things that make you go, all right, okay. here's what'll happen. Because of our conversation that we've had and sort of laid out for you, because you'll go at it. I mean, you don't sit on a seat and do nothing. You'll get after it because you've asked. We know this. And that's, if it's a mess, you're going to stay after till you clean it up. You know full well that's what you're going to do. So don't push against that. Just do it. Good. All right. So in this process, you'll have these questions, and what you'll find a lot of times, and more the case, what you'll do is you'll bump into things, and the next thing you know, the solution will show up the same time the question does.
Huh.
And then you go, this is cooler than hell. Well, now, and you may get a hold of something that may be a little larger construct that maybe doesn't clean itself up immediately. Well, when you get a little stack of those, now don't wait forever because Bob, he's booking, it's gotten kind of crazy lately. We just don't want you wanting, darling. That's all we're saying. Just plan a little for that. Then what happens is you'll have another list and we'll go through another engagement. Now, it doesn't have to be just straight out questions. Sometimes it can be things that take place, things that happen, details and bill of particular of the loves you've missed between itch and scratch. That's fun. Uh-huh. I mean, a lot of folks, it's one thing to chase them, honey, but it's another thing to know what to do when you catch them. That's a different thing. You got to know what to do when you catch them. Well, as that sort of rolls along, it makes it even more euphoric.
Uh-huh.
And the euphoria is what we're trying to maximize so that you'll move even out of joy and start moving into bliss.
Okay.
It is beyond reproach. Once you get a taste of it, and by the way, you can never unknow.
Once you know,
you can never unknow. You can push it to the side. But you can never unknow. Things you know. Well, I know. Well, if you know, you can't unknow. And you're not wrong if you know.
Uh-huh.
I thought I knew. Now, that's not knowing.
Right.
That's pining.
Uh-huh.
See, if you're going to pine, that's one thing. But then you'll be pining for the outcome that you thought you knew. Well, don't think, because thinking won't help you. Thinking is how you question your position of, I thought it was ice cream. I thought it was vanilla. No, I knew it was butter pecan ice cream. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And there's not enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to convince you otherwise. Because you know. And that's these little tidbits of these powers that you're starting to display. Now, when you look at it, you're going to go, this is pretty cool. Because you mean I can just go over and flip the faucet and water comes out? Do you realize a couple of hundred years ago they would have had you stoned for being a witch?
Yes.
And now you'd get upset if you turned it on and the water didn't come out.
Correct.
You mean you can turn it the other direction and hot water comes out? Get out of here. Now, that's ridiculous. You don't even have to draw the well, Willis, to draw it up to heat the water. You don't have to chop the cordwood to put in the stove to boil the water.
Yep.
You see? It becomes, when you look at it that way, all of a sudden, it gets kind of magical already. And then you say, well, Ion, hails, bales, everybody knows that. Well, not everybody. Not everybody. And then what happens is you'll take it to that next step. And when you get to that next step, guess what happens? You start knowing things and having it normal that no one else on the planet has experienced. And that's when you'll go quiet. Don't take that to Bridge Club, honey.
Yeah, okay.
It'll separate you out of the herd. And remember, we're just trying to get you into them fillies in the first place. We ain't trying to run them off.
Okay.
Do you see? I mean, go easy with the conversation. Now, if they're interested and you can tiptoe through the tulips like Tiny Tim, that's fine. But otherwise, you're just going to trample them. You're going to spook them.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And ain't nothing worse than a herd of spooked fillies, is there?
Yeah, I see.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's your party, honey, so that
was a good reminder for me, because I want to, you know, shout it to the rooftops, all these.
Fine. Shout it to the rooftops. Shout it to the rooftops. Just don't call a crowd before you start shouting.
Yeah.
You get an urge to shout, honey, you get Bob. You chase Bob now. Say, Bob, I want to shout a little bit. Bob likes that. That's just fun. Oh, and one more good thing you get to play with, too. Since you've had engagement now, Bob is going to help you with this foolishness, but it's fun. You have also access on the Dupes of Hazzard, which means you can go in there if you have a light question. Now, if you get a whole bunch and you want a private session, you ain't going to get that there. But sometimes a little something will come along. You're welcome to contact us through there, and we answer. We have so far every time without fail or exception. And if we don't answer, give it a little bit and then ask it a different way. Because it won't be long until you get shed of the degree of separation questions. And you're already well on your way. That's the who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Yes.
Your questions will be much more meaningful when you begin those without those words. Now, we got no trouble with them words. They're just words. It's that Gutenberg crap. It's no problem. But if you're telling us this, if we're telling you this is how to do something, that's not a degree of separation, you see. But you start off with this, how did I get here? Well, honey, you're going to find out what prepositions are for, because you're going to end up with a rabbit in a stump. When you got to find where is the rabbit, where is the stump, when is the stump, why do you go down the rabbit hole? Oh, you see what I'm saying? It doesn't connect you to your power. See, the problem with separate, when you spell it, you'll find quickly there's a rat. SEPARATE. Rat. If not ERATE, it's ARATE. Well, the separate, that's the rat.
Uh-huh.
And if you got mice that aren't welcomed in your home, they always leave you telltale signs.
Yeah.
So do the degrees of separation.
Okay.
It's easy. Have fun. Now, one other thing about this love business that we want to just clean up.
Okay.
Sooner than later, you'll realize that we already love you more than you love you, as far as force field and even those emotions. you see,
yeah.
Because we know them, we feel them, we engage them, so we know, and that's okay. And yet, knowing that, we still love you already more than you love you. And the goal here, the direction, the fun, is as you more and more come into your power, you start recognizing and loving yourself completely. And when you do that, honey, you become the irresistible peach.
Okay.
None others will do. And yes. Good, good, good. That's sort of where we started this conversation, wasn't it?
Yes.
Very wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, are you all in, all good, all done?
Yes, yes.
Very, very, very good. Be easy with it and have fun, and we will see you soon, if not before. You're welcomed here. Come and play anytime that you like. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, and forever the unsinkable Molly Brown.